I'll be all right.
Now?
You ready? Yes?
Fall in!
No. Right, yes, okay, that's good. Fall in!
Hello, blog aficionados and listeners to the Rourke...
Not just yet. Just wait for me to give the command.
Waiting for you, Andrew.
Right, thank you. Where was I? Hello, blog aficionados and listeners to the Walk Swift podcast. Bodies are a different thing altogether. Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today, as you may well know, we've been doing a series...
It? Yes, that's fine. Just shush a minute while I do this.
We've been doing a series of articles about life for the soldier, peculiar to the soldier of the early 19th century, or more to the point, Wellington's Peninsular Veterans. And today we're going to be doing marching drill to show you how a soldier was marched. And I have my two friends with me, Mr. David Ankers.
Good morning.
Mr. Matthew Possekerry.
To attention.
And some bloke we've picked up on the green here,
who's now? Agreed.
Not just yet. What was your name?
Bowden.
Bowden. Is that your first name or a last name?
Sven.
Sven Bowden.
Yes, I think he's making that up, actually. But anyway, we have this chap who's going to help us out as well, just to create a sort of atmosphere of numbers beyond two. We've now got, well, three, really. So I'm going to give them the commands. Essentially, what I wanted to point out to you all is that, and this is one of the key features that they used to do in the 19th century, many soldiers couldn't... Not just yet, thank you. Many soldiers couldn't tell... I'm going to have to do this quite quickly because they're getting impatient. Many soldiers couldn't tell the difference from their left to their right, and what used to happen is a piece of straw was placed in the left foot of each soldier, and that way they would know which was their left from their right. So it always the command would by the right, so they would know not to lead with the straw foot, as it were. Right, so I'm going to give them the first command, which is fall in! Now, they come together. Come together and falling
is
in.
It now?
That's
now?
Right.
Now?
Yes. Right, and the next command would be attention. Attention! No, don't drop the musket, Matthew. No, David, don't you just follow what Matthew's doing, all right? Because he's actually doing it wrong. Okay, slope arms. And then they slope the arms. That's it. It's sort of an angle, rather like a hill shape, because it's a slope, like the slope of a hill. Then, now we're going to try a march. So, by the right... Well, attention first, because Matthew, you've got your legs apart.
What? Oh.
Attention, very good. Now, by the right, quick, march! Go! No, Matthew, it's your left foot! That was your left foot! No, stop, get back. You're making a terrible mess of it. Go back.
Foot. You've from got your... to say straw
No, the straw foot is the one you don't use. The straw foot is your left foot. We're going with the right foot.
But we all...
No, we've rehearsed this. We've practiced this.
I've lost mine.
I am getting irritable because we practiced this and we only have 3 minutes of tape left and you're wasting all this time. By the white non-straw foot, quick march.
And
very
right,
good.
And
right, very good. Okay, now we're going to change
straw,
the step.
Right,
we're going
straw,
to stop. You're too close.
No, I believe the correct command is halt.
Right, halt.
My car's on a meter.
Yes, of course, we'll be finished in a moment. Don't worry. It's very, very good of you to do this. Thank you. Right, saluting to the right. Saluting to that tree. Do you see the big tree with the sort of sweet... Yeah, the big edge of that...
The willow tree.
No, it's not a willow.
Or the oak tree.
It's an oak
tree.
No, that's a poplar.
No.
What?
No,
it's a willow.
They're becoming increasingly less
popular. We don't need to go...
Wait a minute. Did you bring the book of tiny trees?
Look, I am in command here. You're not to do anything unless I tell you to do it. Now, I'm just asking you to look at the oak tree.
Oh, that's... He's quite right. Sven's right.
Sven, do you want to go and check your car? We're done with you now. Thank you.
Yes, but you see, I'm... Otherwise, I'm going to get clamped.
Yes, so you perhaps... You should go now.
No, my wife's in boots, and I have to wait for her.
I'm in boots.
I'm in boots.
Yes, we're all in boots.
I think that's quite what he meant.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, do you want to... You can go. We're finished with you. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What
Let's
was
go
he?
Before he remembers we haven't paid him. Quick,